And Maya Burry is in from Ōtautahi Christchurch with the rural news. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Susie.
Now, horticulture sector, this is one to watch really over the next few weeks. It's been meeting to discuss how it can support Tongan RSE workers here.
That's right. There are about 800 Tongan RSE workers or recognised seasonal employer workers in New Zealand, and they're helping in the horticulture and viticulture sectors. But unfortunately, most have been unable to get in touch with family since that eruption and tsunami hit in Tonga more than a week ago. So an incredibly challenging situation for them, and the sector has been calling for donations for Tonga's recovery. Industry leaders also met on Friday to discuss how they can support workers here. Now, Tongan RSE liaison officer Safita Hauli attended that meeting. He says it has been a really hard couple of years for RSE workers, as some haven't been able to get home since the pandemic began.
On top of all that, we now have tsunami and volcanic activity that will prevent them from talking to their families back home, and obviously causing havoc and disruption to their lives. It's obviously going to be difficult. We're trying our best to make it possible for them to continue to live here and to work what is needed. And where possible, we will be allowing people to go home if the need to be home is greater than the need to be able to earn. And I think that most of our employers will understand that.
Now, Mr. Hauli says that some workers he's spoken to do want to go home, but some who were set to leave New Zealand soon actually want to stay longer in order to earn more money for their families. And his advice is for people to wait until there's clearer information available from Tonga.
For the time being, best to stay put, wait till communications are restored, talk to your families, assess your individual situations, come back to us and we will do the best we can.
And companies which have Tongan employees working in orchards and pack houses are being encouraged to check in with them regularly to see how they're doing and make sure they're aware of the support that's available.
Now, exporters are bracing for disruption because of Omicron.
I think we're all bracing for a bit of disruption, but certainly Omicron has caused major supply chain disruption in the likes of the US, UK and Australia, with so many staff being forced to isolate at the same time. And Export NZ Executive Director Catherine Baird says it is hard to see how an Omicron outbreak wouldn't have a similar effect here. She says many large exporters are doing all they can to prepare, including rolling out COVID surveillance testing in the workplace. Meanwhile, some meat companies, they're actually freezing more product, so that makes getting that product to market less time sensitive compared
so
to if it's fresh.
It will just depend on how long, you know, it sort of plays out in New Zealand. Will it be short and sharp? And if you look at some of the graphs internationally of infection rates, they go up incredibly quickly, but then they come down quite fast as well. So with a highly vaccinated population, you know, it may be that it is going to be painful, but not for too long. That would be my hope. And, you know, we do have a logistics, I guess, and business community that has been putting in place processes and systems to the best of their ability to deal with this for the last 2 years. And really all credit to the logistics sector who've worked incredibly hard to keep goods flowing out of New Zealand.
That's Catherine Baird. And that's the Rural News for this morning. I'll be back during Midday Report.
Kia ora, Maya.